Time is running out to enjoy the unique burger creations local restaurants are serving for Novemberger. The annual campaign, which raises funds for the United Way of Thunder Bay, wraps up on Saturday. It's your last chance to try one of the 41 different burgers available in and around the city. The staff at TB Newswatch, with a little help from TBT News, has been reviewing Novemberger's all month. There's no time to try them all, but WR asked each reviewer which burger they would recommend if you could only eat one. Here are some of the ones we think you should try while you still can. Jody Lundmark. Thanksgiving Burger, Madhouse. My favorite Novemberger has to be Madhouse's Thanksgiving Burger. Loaded between a Portuguese bun was a locally raised turkey patty, Swiss cheese, cranberries, crispy onions, arugula, roasted garlic aioli and Madhouse's own wild turkey bourbon gravy. It stood out from the rest I had tried this month as they were all beef burgers. Some people may argue a burger isn't a burger without beef. But that's never been a sticking point for me. Lee Noonan. Chipotle Cheddar Smash Burger, Norteño's Taqueria, Norteño's Cantina. Norteño's has kept their Novemberger on the regular menu before, and here's hoping they'll do it again because their Chipotle Cheddar Smash Burger is one I could go back to again and again. This burger is pure, if messy, deliciousness. It's flavorful, just a little spicy, incredibly cheesy, and all-around finger-licking good. If you only eat one Novemberger this year, I strongly recommend this one. Lucas Pankari. Cliffhanger Burger, Cliffhanger Restaurant and Bar. Nostalgia and the call of home can come at you at odd times. That was certainly the case with the Cliffhanger Burger as it was pretty close to the ones I get to eat when I visit my parents back home in Sault Ste. Marie. The 6-ounce Wagyu burger has cheddar cheese, bacon strips, corn-fried onions, roasted garlic aioli, a spicy fig jam and barbecue sauce in between a pretzel bun. Make the drive down Highway 61 before the month ends. Olivia Browning. The Pepper Jack Smash, the Paddy Wagon. The Paddy Wagon's burger just had something special about it. Whether it was the raspberry chipotle drizzle or the way the beef was cooked, all I can say is it was the best burger I have ever tried. Head over to the Port Arthur Curling Center before November ends, you'll wish you would have sooner. Justin Hardy, TBT News. Rasta Pasta Jerk Burger, Island Spice Fusion. If you're only trying one Novemberger this year, it's got to be Island Spice Fusion's Rasta Pasta Jerk Burger. The juicy jerk seasoned patty topped with that cheesy Rasta pasta makes for a mouth-watering combination. Don't miss out. Not convinced by any of these options? Or maybe you've already tried them all? Check out the rest of our reviews. Each burger has been given a rating out of 4 stars. Great, 4 stars good, 3 stars okay, 2 stars poor, 1 star participating restaurants, Anchor and or Delta Hotels. Applebee's Aunt Sarah's 588 Cafe Nolalu Bo Daddy's Beefcake Burger Factory Bite Restaurant and Bar Bonobo's Burger Barn Cajun Fusion Cheers the Village Pub. Temporarily closed, Cliffhanger Restaurant and Bar, Noroeste Hotel. Da Vinci Center Sports Bar Dawson General Store Daytona's The Eatery 61 The Eddie Restaurant El Trace The Foundry The Getaway, Gateway Casinos Thunder Bay. Hotter Greeks The Industry Social House Island Spice Fusion Java Hut Joey's Seafood Restaurant Lake and Spruce, Superior Inn. Lou Outpost Madhouse Masala Grill Monty's Joint Nebing Roadhouse Nook Nortino's Taqueria Outlaws Burgers and Fries The Paddy Wagon YQT, Port Arthur Curling Club. Portside, Prince Arthur Hotel. Prospector Steakhouse, Brew Pub Red Lion Smokehouse The Sal Skull, Valhalla Inn. Slovak Legion Station 22 Bonus, Sleeping Giant Breweries Novembruje Root Beer.